Minding Your B's and Q's. Come Hither by Becky Masterman and Bridget Mendel. We haven't been shy about declaring our love for colonies, emitting the lemony scent of Nazanov pheromone from the ends of their abdomens. We are admittedly obsessed with this poetic orientation scent, and we're really on the fence about whether to write a long poem about the odor of lemon skin slash dancers minutely oriented to the sun and all that rot, or a scientific deep dive into orientation pheromones as it pertains to colony function. But ultimately, science is easier than poetry, so here goes. Wikipedia's Nazanov gland page says that while the scent-producing gland is named after Nikolai Nazanov, who first described it in 1883, Mr. Nazanov was a bit off about its function in honeybees. He determined that the newly identified gland was perspiration. This was not corrected until 17 years later when William Sladen determined that it was a pheromone source. But Lucky Nazanov remains forever associated with this gland. Have you smelled the attractant pheromone? We encourage you to familiarize yourself if you haven't. Next time you see your bees, cover the front of a hive, exposing the gland in between the last two abdominal turgids and releasing Sladen's Nazanov gland pheromone. Don your veil and get close to the chemical release. Seven volatile chemicals make up the orientation pheromone. This combination of these seven make lemony scented goodness, and some of these terpenoid compounds have detectable odors. Geraniol and nerol, sweet rose odors, E-citral and Z-citral, lemon-like odors, and E-E-farnesyl, delicate floral odor. We were intrigued to learn that while Apis serrana, another honeybee species, also has a Nazanov gland, the pleasantly scented terpenoid compounds are absent in the Asian honeybee. Instead, scientists are exploring whether the Nazanov gland and produced chemicals serve as a necromone in A. serrana, Klett et al. 2021. A necromone is a chemical associated with death or dying. This signal would help the A. serrana workers know to remove dead workers from the colony and thus serve a social immunity function. Back to the front of your hive boxes filled with Nazanov releasing bees. You can't talk about honeybee orientation flights without mentioning Nazanov pheromone, Masterman and Mendel 2024. Well, actually, you can. An earlier report about orientation behavior in honeybees does not utilize Nazanov's name in the description of the gland or pheromone. Instead, Ribbons and Spears, 1953, noted the important role of the scent gland in scent dispersing bees when they experimented with changing nest entrance locations in their hives. Your takeaway? Honeybees use Nazanov pheromones to guide newly flying colony members, workers, drones, and queens. If there is a disruption in the entrance, like a beekeeper standing in front of it or changing the colony configuration during inspections, the workers respond by landing at the entrance and fanning Nazanov pheromone to aid the other colony members in their search for home. Or other colloquial names for the pheromone are the come hither, assembly, or orientation pheromone. So, if you see experienced pollen foragers fanning at the entrance and everting their scent gland, pollen baskets full, it's probably because something about the hive configuration or orientation has shifted since their last flight. Nazanov pheromone is important in the colony reproductive swarming process. Schmidt reviewed the literature demonstrating the importance of scout bees using Nazanov to communicate potential nest sites and attract swarming bees to a cluster. Through experiments, Schmidt identified the potential for this pheromone to recruit scouts to experimental nest locations and thus supported the use of Nazanov pheromone as a swarm lure. Beekeeper use of Nazanoff pheromone as a swarmer is a recently developed and important beekeeper tool, and researchers are still improving the process. A Greek study demonstrated high efficacy of mixing the volatile chemicals in paraffin gel as a way to lure swarms to easily accessible apiary locations. This method and recipe had high efficacy. The tested lures attracted 75 swarms, 93.8%, with the gel lure attracting 69% of them. While most of us don't want to risk the loss of half of our bee population in laying queen, how many are providing a space for these escaping swarms to land? Have you started your to-do list for 2026? Maybe a swarm lure is on it. We love the work of Papa Christoforou, who used fence posts for some of the lure stations, but of course, a box with frames might be more convenient for transport. In an effort to lure more honeybees to increase pollination rates, an attractant containing Nazanoff pheromone was used on cherries, blueberries, and apples in a multi-year Michigan study, Williamson in 2018. While no increases were noted in the study, a more recent study in China baited pear trees with synthetic Nazanoff pheromone and observed 2.5 times more honeybee visitation to baited trees. Li et al. 2023. Our apologies to those of you who can't smell Nazanoff pheromone. Some people's genetics simply don't line up for this experience. Others may be able to detect it, but do not find it pleasant. Everyone's olfactory lifestyle is different. But we can all agree that beekeeping includes proximity to some of the best scents ever. Warm wax, pine wood, honey, smoke. No wonder bees are the most anthologized animals in the history of poetry. Maybe next time?